Auckland principals worry many senior students will drop out of school over the holidays and not return to finish their qualifications next term. They say more teens are leaving school early to take up jobs, continuing a spike that started last year. Here is our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
Neil Watson from Otahuhu College says he's noticed a big increase in students leaving school before the year is over, especially among Year 13s.
We've probably lost 30 Year 13s this year who have left early, and normally we would expect to lose maybe 5 to 10, so probably an extra 20 students have left early. And although all of them have gone to jobs, we are concerned about their future career prospects without, you know, gaining university entrance without gaining Level 3.
He says many are giving up on school because they are so far behind in their learning because of the disruption from COVID.
They're coming back to school, school's operating as normal, and they realise that they've fallen significantly behind where they need to be, and it becomes a struggle. And despite efforts by schools and by teachers and the support staff to keep them in school, they're dropping out.
Last year, a third of all leavers had no qualification or only Level 3 of the NCEA, and nearly 20% were aged under 17, the highest figure in a decade. Grant McMillan from James Cook High School says many students are taking jobs so they can support their family.
A number of young people have basically come and talked to us and said, look, I've got a job, family income's really tight right now, the rent's gone up, I now have to go out and work to help our family pay our bills and things. I hope to come back one day. The reality is they're unlikely to.
He says his school usually loses just a handful of senior students early, but this year the numbers are adding up.
This year we've had 20%, that's one in five of our youth learning students leave during the year before the qualifications are completed to go into employment. At year 12 we would also have a smaller number as well, but ignoring those that we've actually helped into apprenticeships and that sort of thing, we've had about a fifth of them leave as well.
Vaughan Quio from Papatoetoe High School says there are a lot more jobs for teenagers.
A lot of our students have got part-time jobs and want to work on a Saturday, and so our Saturday sports teams haven't been able to function, so that's a bit of a new thing for us. Kapa Haka, for example, all of our senior boys have left and gone and got employment, and so we find it difficult at Pōhiri time getting the male voice side of what we need to do at Pōhiri.
He says some teens are waiting to finish their NCEA qualification before leaving, but others are not.
Some, I think, will jump into employment at the end of this term because they might have got enough to get them over the qualification mark. Others, the lure of that money, be that 45 grand or 55 grand a year, is a little bit too much, and they're willing to sacrifice finishing off the qualification for that short-term gratification of getting the payroll started.
Vaughan Quio says employers seem to be particularly keen to hire teenagers because there are fewer new migrants or tourists with working holiday visas than normal.